Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the I Love Angels radio show. My name is Angelica, and I'm an angel walk-in, a certified hypnotist, an international inner spirit activation specialist, a writer, a minister of love, and an inspirational international radio host. I authored the e-books Living Life as You Always Dreamed, The New Secrets to Running a Successful Business, a new ebook that's going to be coming out in a few weeks. I'm so excited. It's the Transformational Autobiography as an Angelic Walk-In. And then I also have relaxation CDs, MP3s, MP4s, a talk on your spiritual journey from human consciousness to spiritual oneness, and inspirational stickers. So it's nice to be able to introduce to you. As a walk-in, I love to provide angel messages. I'll be doing that a little bit later on in the show. I don't do media messages because it'll take a little longer than anticipated with the half-hour show that we have today. So if you're interested in that, you can set up a private session. I also do inner spirit activation sessions, energy alignments, monthly channeled events, meditation classes, hypnosis sessions, public classes, and speaking engagements. So if you're interested in any of that, they enhance your spiritual path for providing deeper awareness into greater clarity, heightened levels of love and joy and peace and vitality and prosperity. And I do this with the amazing help that I love so much with the ascended starseed beings, the angelic realm, the ascended masters, where I become a conduit for their pure loving energies, as well as I channel messages. You can go to the website angelroselove.wix.com/love to learn more and to get involved in our loving community. Again, that's Angel, A-N-G-E-L, Rose, R-O-S-E, Love, L-O-V-E, .wix.com/love. And so if you're new here, I want to welcome you with all my love. Regulars and new listeners, you can always listen to the archive files and re-listen to them as often as you'd like by going to the I Love Angels International Radio Show on Blog Talk and just go ahead and click on the show that you'd love to listen to and enjoy it with as much as peace and joy as you would love to experience. If you're interested in having a one-question reading, you can call 347-996-5068. Our next show, I don't know if you're aware that I added an extra show for those that are regulars, is going to be on, already we're talking about February, it's amazing, February 1st, 3:30, and then February 8th at 11 o'clock, which is the normal time that I do the shows. I added the 3:30 for those that live on the East Coast and they come home from work, and it's a wonderful way for them to treat themselves and get some extra love energy. I also have this amazing event that I put together. It's called Connecting with the Angels with Angelic Walk-In, myself. And it's going to be on February 12th at 7 o'clock p.m. on a Sunday, through the website, through Skype. I also can do it through phone. It's only $39.95. It includes tools to help you to connect to your own inner spirit, your own spiritual guides, And also I'll be doing some readings for those that register early. You'll be the ones that get the readings first. There's only a number of slots because of the time frame. It starts at 7. It goes to about 8:30. And so I'm only going to have a number of slots open for the readings. So if you register early, you'll be one of those people that get in and have a reading. And it's a wonderful way of treating yourself and learning about how to connect with the angels and with your spirits, guides, your guardian angels, your spirit guides, your whole family, your spirit family. And then I also have a 3-week class on connecting with your angels where we go more in depth, and it's an hour and a half each class, and that's only $129.95. And so if you're interested in that, it's a private class. That's why it's $129. You get full attention, full readings, full connection. It's personalized to you and making your life more evolved to a place where you feel this heightened level and releasing, transmuting, transforming those self-defeating areas in your life that aren't serving you, so you have a deeper connection to your own truth. And so you can learn about this and register by going to the website angelroselove.wix.com and then click on the talk tab on top, and that way you'll be able to get involved. Okay, so I always love to start off with a meditation, and I do that because it's a treat for all of us, so we get to do that, and then we'll go right into the readings. I do want to make sure that you're aware that in the readings, it's only going to be one question. I was asked to do this, and I got it really strongly in my meditation with the guides to follow through on continuing it. So if you want to go more in depth with your question so that I can cover as many people as possible, you can make a donation right after the show. I take an extra hour and I make the phone calls to those people that make the donation where I can go more in depth with your question, your one question, and answer it more in depth with you. I also want to make sure you're aware of that the question has to relate to you personally, not to a relative of a relative of a relative of a relative or a friend of a friend of a friend of a friend, because there's like the filters would make it very complex, especially on the radio show. And please keep your questions very much in a specific format so I can get clarity quickly for you and in depth for you, so that'll be more fun. So hopefully that makes it enjoyable as well. Okay, so let's go ahead and welcome for those that just logged on to the chat. And again, if you would like to have a reading, I believe the one number you got disconnected and you called back, so yay! So the phone number is 347-996-5068. Again, that's 347-996-5068. So let's go ahead and close our eyes and get to experience some beautiful love as we call in all these ascended beings, the ascended masters. I called them in prior to the show and like to call them in always during the show, the angelic realm, the star seeds, to help to bring in the vibration of love in a very empowering way for the listeners live on the show and for those that choose to listen after the show. Allow those that really know the true meaning of what being in this pure form of love feels like in the heart and what it feels like to really experience the presence of the being in the moment with the mind. As you focus in on your mind, taking a deep breath, I want you to notice if you have any thoughts that are just chattering away, maybe in the past or maybe in the future with your thoughts. And what I'm going to ask you to do is for a moment, just put them on imaginary clouds and let them float away without any attention or any focus on it. And then bring your breath very present in the moment through your awareness of being very present with your breath in this very moment. And notice as you do that, your body becomes more relaxed and you become a lot more peaceful and joyful, hopefully, inside. And I want you to focus in on your heart. You can put your eyes, imagining your eyes going there or your attention going there. And I want you to breathe slowly into your heart. And imagine your heart energy chakra becoming slightly larger than it is, filled with so much pure love, unconditional pure love. As you breathe deep into your heart, feeling that love, I want you to imagine bringing that energy all the way in through your body and all the way up through the mind, starting at the base of the feet. You can use the color pink, which symbolizes love. As you bring that vibration of energy all the way from down to the base of your feet and bring it all the way up. All the way up to the mind. Almost like you're putting on clothes. Feeling that energy of love. And when you're ready, you could slowly come back into the room, allowing yourself to just be very present and giving yourself a big hug. And so before we start the readings, I just want to mention that this moon on January 12th is a full moon. It's a very empowering, a very enlightening moon. It's a moon that really gets you to reflect on what it is you really want to have this year. It's energized. They call it a wolf moon. It's kind of funny when they call it a wolf moon, and it means that you're calling in like the wolf calls in its pack. You're calling in your pack of energy to really bring you to a place of what you truly want in your heart and what you're willing to let go of that's keeping you from having it. In order to move forward into something greater, more expansive, more empowering, you have to be willing to let go of the familiar that isn't serving you anymore, whether it's in a form of an energy or in a form of a way you're thinking or your belief systems or your insecurity or your fears. So this is the opportunity between now and then to really make a commitment to yourself to say, I'm done with repeating patterns that aren't serving me, and to really move yourself into greater levels of what is serving you by focusing on the empowerment of your dream in a way that really moves you forward. Whether you have the clarity or not, the how will come through universal timing. It's the commitment to being open, receptive, and allowing without trying to force or make it happen, which will bring you to that greater place of movement than it will if you don't take any action inside of yourself and say, I'm hopeless or I'm in despair. All that will just keep you stuck in what you don't want. So I want you to let that energy go and instead put your energy on the universe having your back with you, and that you're worthy and that you're focused and open and receptive, and that you're willing to allow the universe to bring the proper experiences, people, and situations to come together and orchestrate it for you. So between now and then, that's your opportunity, and I'm excited to and look forward to having you share what comes about with that. Okay, so we're going to start with the readings. Again, the phone number is 347-996-5068. We had a lot of people logging in. If you're interested in having a full in-depth reading in addition to the one question, I open up after the show by donation, and you can make your donation on the website angelroselove.com. I typed it in on the chat box. And so you can let me know while I'm doing the readings if you want to have it more in depth or if you feel complete, and then we'll go from there. All right. So I believe it is Monique from California. What part of California? That must be San Francisco, or is that San Francisco, Mike?
No, I'm in Ventura.
Oh, Ventura.
So,
I'm learning the area codes. I think. No, go ahead.
Well, 480 is actually Scottsdale, Arizona.
Okay, okay.
But I live in California.
Okay,
now.
So, but you live in California. How are you enjoying it?
I am 1.3 miles from the ocean, and it is magical.
Oh, amazing. Very amazing. So where are you on the coast? Which part of the coast are you on?
So Ventura,
like, where?
Is,
is Ventura,
I know
exactly
north.
Where Ventura is. Okay, you're
yeah.
by Oxnard.
Yeah, so,
okay,
yep.
okay,
and
excellent.
just north of Malibu. Yeah.
Yes, I actually lived in, near Malibu a few years ago and so forth. Well, welcome, welcome, welcome from Arizona to the beach. We can't get any better than that. All
well,
right. So,
and
like,
even better, in 2013, I moved from Detroit, so it's gotten better every step
wow.
of the way.
Wow. Well, that's awesome because, you know, Arizona has its own magic in its own way, too, and to be able to really open your heart and just take it one step at a time, it's really exciting. So you're listening to your heart, and I really congratulate you for that. Good for you. So what's your
Thank
question
you.
That you have? Yeah, my pleasure.
Yeah, my question is, I've got a couple directions that I'm going for career-wise, but I do have that J-O-B. And the current job is just a bartending gig, and it's becoming frustrating. And I was just kind of curious if you see something happening where it's going to get better and better shifts and hours,
actually.
That type of thing.
Yeah, I do actually.
Okay.
I was asked to do this, so I'm going to get out of the thing for a second. Just your day and your month of your birthday.
5/29.
No, I don't need to know the year. Seven. So you're moving into a five. So you're moving into a five. So five has to do with change. So which? Let me make sure I edit it right. 7, 8, 9, 10. Or actually, no. You're moving into an eight, which is better. I'm like, why would he move into a five? Yeah, you're moving into an eight, which has to do with business and development. And that's why I saw this fork in the road, and then he pulled me out and said, do the birthday to confirm it. Okay, so you're moving into an eight, which has to do with business and expanding in business and developing in business. You still have a couple of more pieces that you're learning, which is why you're at this job. There's some things that you're learning from this job that's going to help you in your next direction. I do see the fork that's coming up, and it's really coming up fast. So learn what you have to learn. They say you kind of on some level know it, but you may not know it mentally. You know it on a deep spiritual level, what this bartending job is giving you. Make sure you stay in your heart and not in judgment around it, because it is giving you the money, it is giving you the time, and it is giving you the lessons, but it's not going to last much longer. I swear, the month of March, and then after March, things will start shifting. So it's not much longer that you'll be there. Things will start moving in the direction that you need to move in. And it's going to be very exciting. It's going to be a totally new path, a totally different direction. It's going to almost take you aback, like, wow, I never thought of this. And you're going to see why this bartending job was important, an important step for you to move in that direction. So that'll help.
Wonderful.
You. Do you want me to, do you feel complete, or do you want to do more in-depth donation-based afterwards?
I'll do a donation-based.
Okay, so you'll be the first person. Yeah, you'll be the first person I'll call. So did you write down the website?
I can look at it on my phone and then go to it and then and log on.
Okay, awesome. And then I'll call you like 15 minutes after the show is complete, and we'll go from there.
Perfect.
So,
thank you so
exciting.
Much.
Exciting. You're welcome.
Yes.
I'll talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. Okay, so 111 got disconnected again. I hope you call back. She keeps getting disconnected. I wonder if she's at work. Hey, Anne, you're on the air. You're from California, and that's San Francisco, isn't it?
Yeah, Bay Area. Yeah.
Yay! My area card is a game for me now. Yeah, so it's fun. Yeah, I like playing with the area codes. Okay, so what's your question, love? Oh, you know what? Let me do this before I forget. You know, I might as well just make a pattern of doing this because it's going to help me. What day and month is your birthday? In case they ask, I won't have to get out. Yeah.
9/22.
Okay, this way it makes it easy in case I get asked. 7, 8, 9, 10. Oh. So yours is 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 4. So you're the five. What I was feeling.
No.
Yeah, I was wondering who the five was. Okay, well, that makes sense. You're the five. Okay, well, we'll talk about that. Let's see what your question is first.
I would like to know what, if you, I haven't called in your show before, so I'm not sure if you know that you can see the angels, that what are working with me and any messages they have for me.
Can you be more specific, since we're talking about being specific on the air, you know, with the donation part, you can get more generalized, but because of the time frame of the show being only a half hour, I asked people to get specific. I wasn't sure if you heard that at the beginning.
Yeah, well, I think that's pretty specific. What angels are with me?
Oh, what angels? I'm sorry, I didn't hear that. What? You said, can I see the angels?
No.
When you say what angels, you know, there's so many different ones that come in through different parts of your life. So you don't have the same, and this is for anybody, you don't have the same angels. Like Archangel could be dominant in part of your life during a period of time, and then Raphael
right.
will come in.
Yeah,
and
right
Uriel
now.
Comes
That's
in.
What I was asking is right now, today.
Well, when we first started talking, I saw Michael really strongly in your field. And so what I'm hearing is right now there's some energies you're clearing out, some things you're clearing through, which is the five, the change. You're moving through what they're calling a transformational part of like a caterpillar turning into a butterfly. You're shifting through a lot of vibrations. And as a result of that, Michael's there. Michael comes in when there's a lot of transformation going on and a lot of shifting and a lot of expansiveness. So it's very important that you keep your energy high and not get caught up in the resistance or any of the fears or frustrations that could come about with this transformation that happens, because this is a very powerful year of being a one. It's to be very focused and attentive and listen more rather than letting your mind shadow away, and just stay in gratitude and appreciation so you move through the energy with a smoother place of transition. I keep hearing the word resistance, and so sometimes the mind tends to want to resist the lessons and get stuck in a pattern, and that's important that you let that resistance and the shattering mind trying to figure it out or analyze it or force an outcome of some kind. Those are some examples which could come about because the ego wants instant gratification. So hopefully that helped you. Do you feel complete, or do you want to do more after the show? Do you feel complete?
Oh, yes. Thank you very much.
You're so welcome. Okay, much love to you then. A lot more people logged on to the website, and so if you're interested, we only have about five more minutes. And so if you're interested in there's Jules. Hi, Jules. If you're interested in having a reading, it's 347-996-5068 for a reading. I'm going to go ahead and make some announcements since we had some additional people log in. Our next show is going to be on February 1st. I do two shows temporarily right now. I'm doing two to see how that flows, one at 3:30, which is on the 1st. The next one is going to be on February 8th. The 1st is at 3:30 and the 8th is at 11 o'clock a.m., both Pacific Standard Time. I also have this amazing class that I put together. It's called Connecting with the Angels, where if you're ready to transform your vibrations into expansive love and joy and peace and prosperity and vitality, this class could be for you. It helps because I communicate and I provide channeled messages, and I'm a conduit of the energies of the ascended starseed beings, the angelic realm, the ascended masters. And obviously I'm an angelic walk-in, so the angelic realm is very easy for me to connect with. I've gotten to know the ascended masters and ascended star beings for quite a number of years and love them very much. And so you also, if you register, you can be one of the people that get also readings involved with the class. I only have a certain number of seats, and then I close it off because of it being through Skype and also phone. And so the date for that class is February 12th. It's on a Sunday at 7 o'clock in the evening, and it's only $39.95, so it's quite a treat for yourself. You can also book a 3-week private Connecting with Your Angels class, which is an hour and a half per class, and you get private angel messages, you get the connection with your personal guides and the angels. You learn how to move from the human ego control to your inner spirit being more active. You certify as a hypnotist, so you also enjoy some visualization exercises to help you to transform the beings that I worked with, help to download energies and help you to align more with your truth. And this is only $129.95 for all 3 weeks. So if you're interested in either of those events, you can go to the website angelroselove.wix.com/love. That's Angel, A-N-G-E-L, Rose, R-O-S-E, Love, L-O-V-E, .wix.com/love, and then click on the Talk tab. And then on January 18th, I'm doing a telesummit. It's a free telesummit with a whole bunch of presenters where you get to experience all these amazing presenters and people. It's a wonderful opportunity for you to really enjoy experiencing things that you may not have experienced and to be able to do it in a way that's very loving and peaceful. And it's at 11 o'clock and at Pacific Standard Time. It's for 90 minutes. So if you're interested in learning more about that, it's on the Talk tab as well. And as soon as I get the link, it'll be posted up there for you. The website is yourdivineuniqueness.com. I also will be doing another talk on April 18th through them. So it's an opportunity for you to enjoy and register. And also there's events, online series, classes, private sessions, all these wonderful things that you could register for if you're interested in being involved in taking your life to a heightened level of love and joy and peace and prosperity. So this is an opportunity for you. So again, if you are just logged in, January 11th is a full moon. It's a really important time to really sit in meditation, to connect from that place, and to really feel the vibration of expansiveness to take your life to a totally different place from the familiar patterns that you don't want to continue to that of which is new and enlightened and heightened and amazing. So it's an opportunity to bring your life to a totally different place by lifting up and lifting out and transmuting those energies that are no longer serving you. I do have a few slots of sessions available on that day if you want to get some additional support with energy alignments or a hypnosis or a private coaching class to help you with that experience. So you can go to the website as well. All right, so this time has gone fast. We only have a minute left, so I'm going to close with a meditation since we have only a minute. And I will see you soon. So let's just close our eyes and really focus inward on our hearts and experience the vibration of love inside. And just really move any thought silence by just putting your attention off the thoughts and into your heart and feeling that vibration of love. And while you're there, breathing into your heart, fully aware of the present moment, allowing yourself to just be present in that vibration of love. And if you so choose, you can bring the energy of joy there, the energy of peace there. You get to build your own inner sanctuary. And you could stay in that, or you can come back to the present moment, feeling this vibration in the present moment. And have an awesome day. We'll see you soon. Peace and blessings. You too, Jules. Have a great day.